This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey guys, welcome to Podcast 101. It's a celebratory night. We're recording this. We're starting Friday at 6:30. I have a beer in my hand. God bless America.
I did.
Gray's drinking what, a little Templeton rye.
Aged 6 years.
Charter already drank his beer.
I'm proud of you, Williams. By the way, you tapped your first keg tonight.
I did.
Yeah. And it good? No well, foams or anything?
We're drinking
foam.
It.
There's absolutely foam.
Yeah.
But that'll tone down.
Yeah.
We've only had a couple glasses.
I rolled it in here a little bit. I was getting a little tired.
Yeah, it's all right. For those of you, well, you're obviously, if you're listening to this on a Friday night, you're not at their party. if you came to the party and you're listening to this on Saturday, thank you. We have a keg. We have two cakes.
Two.
Why do we have two Podcast 100? And just to preface this, you might hear us get intoxicated as the night goes along.
So I not my fault at all. I had my assistant, Katie, who works here.
You have an assistant.
Well, God, she's office assistant / nanny. We've talked about her.
Nice gal.
She ordered the cake. Nice gal. Not horrible to look at, as people have told me.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
No, I just said as people have told me.
You cannot say that. She's your employee.
That's what I said. As people have told me.
I've told him this 50 times,
what
Williams.
Did I just say? As people have told me.
Yeah.
You got to quit commenting on her looks.
We'll cut the sound bites off, and we will not finish how you finish that sentence.
All right. She ordered it, and it was funny because I was here when she was making the call, and the cake was supposed to say, congrats on the Fawcast 100th episode. And she had to say Fawcast probably four times at least, because obviously that's not a common word, and the person wanted to make sure they got that spelled right.
Yep.
So I pick up the cake today, and I didn't notice it. I didn't look at the store. I got out of the car, and then I noticed that, indeed, they nailed the word Fawcast, spelled perfectly.
As it should be.
Unfortunately, respect. The word congrats was cograts. No N. Anywhere on the cake. So I wasn't feeling too much love for the people at Hy-Vee. So I posted a Facebook post showing the Fockers the cake. And I didn't even tag Hy-Vee. I said at Hy-Vee, like where you are physically. And then I'm sitting here about an hour and a half ago, and someone from Hy-Vee walks in with a brand new cake spelled correctly.
Wouldn't have happened at Fairway.
This time.
Telling you that right now.
Well, they wouldn't have made the
They wouldn't have made problem. The error. They would have known how to spell congrats.
So if you're an employee of Hy-Vee and you're listening, thank you.
Yeah, that was nice of them.
Corrected the mistake. We were going to eat it anyway.
Now we got
two cakes. Two delicious cakes.
Two cakes and a keg.
What could go wrong?
And then a bottle of Templeton rye.
And then some random other stuff like gold. Gray, why'd you bring goldfish?
It's easy to put like in a bowl of people to snack
so
on.
Delicious.
Plus, those are flavor blasted, man. Those aren't your regular goldfish. That's big
maybe,
time.
Maybe I'm too into parent land, but when I see those, I think of toddlers.
Yeah.
Because they
I can't tell the last time I had goldfish. I was just looking as I was, walking through Fairway.
You should have gotten some pig's feet.
It's still in here, isn't it?
Or no,
did you get rid of
it? I think they're gone. I think we tossed them.
What is wrong with you?
Dude, guys, that one
last... We got a stocked fridge right now. That's looking pretty good.
That one last week, like I was queasy that night.
Speaking of, you need to probably fill that cup up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I lost again. So I'm pissed, though. I went 4-1.
Yeah, that's a tough beat.
Dude, I mean, come on.
That's like, a tough beat.
We all – is that the best Fawcast week in history?
It's got to be. 12-3 is pretty incredible.
That's insane.
Speaking of 12-3, that's my record over the last 15 picks.
And it, I feel like
– I'm 8-2 the last 2 weeks.
I feel like it was a good 12-3. Like, nobody really backdoored or anything. Like
no,
it was
it's just full.
Like good picks.
Good picks. The only backdoor I could say, Iowa State going over in the Kansas State game, which also made him cover the Iowa State plus +6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clones backdoor.
Semi backdoor.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
I'd like to thank my clones for covering
having
last
said
night.
That, I could also make the argument that Iowa State was, well, they were a touchdown different with Kansas State. That wasn't a fluke. Like they
it was a very winnable game.
Yeah, they could have won the game. So
absolutely.
The read on the bet was not off.
So I haven't gone back and watched the Iowa State game. Charter sat with us yesterday in the suite. And the suite's great, right? Because you sit in there, you got the stadium seating, you can have some drinks and food.
You're warm.
But at the same time, I think I miss more in the dirt that goes on during the game than I would typically outside of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, you sat up there. You watched the game. What do you think?
You know what? Before you talk about like Iowa State right now, I feel like you have to just put the disclosure of where you're at, like with expectations of the team and the fact that we're being realistic and having a realistic conversation here. I was super happy. I loved their game plan on defense. I was glad to see John Heacock bring more pressure than we've seen all year. As far as offense goes, I think the line did pretty well against that Oklahoma front four. Here's my deal on the offense. I'm disappointed in the 280 yards because Oklahoma's defense was that defense was pretty battered and Iowa State was still able they were only able to put up the 280 yards, but I thought they sustained drives, which was, I don't know if I call it impressive, but it's an improvement. They finished some drives. The quarterback situation is what it is. I think it's developing. I want to see Lanning do more than just, run it right up the middle every time he comes in the game. I think that'll develop. All in all, you're a 21-point underdog against a team that normally just kills you and embarrasses you, and you played them to a 10-point
game.
It's
a sad standard, but a realistic one in that we weren't embarrassed.
Correct.
And that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
That bodes well for a couple years from now, I think. So I don't think anyone in that stadium thought we were going to win the game. To lose by 10, again, moral victory, I'll take it.
You're 1-8. Moral victories are okay when you're 1-8.
When Lanning scored on that 4th-and-2 run to get up 17-14, I think a lot of fans are thinking, holy crap, could this be an Oklahoma State thing?
One play later, boom, just like that.
Yeah, 34-24, I think we'd all sign up for that. And I hate moral victories, but I mean that alone, it looks good too because Iowa State's on ESPN. They've been recruiting pretty well. The last thing you want to do is on Thursday night when there's nothing else going on, people are watching the game to just get your asses kicked. And Iowa State, they were competitive, so that was good. It was the one game on offense where I just didn't get what we were doing, really, to be honest with you. I love the Joel Lanning, Jacob Park, how they're kind of using him. But 7 carries to 1 pass for Joel Lanning is not a good...
No, I agree with you.
That is not a good ratio.
I didn't like that either. I don't believe that will be the future.
Since when is Joel Lanning a fullback? Like, I get that he's a power running...
Blake Bell. He can throw the ball.
Then they just all of a sudden turned him into that, like the last two games. I mean, he was a starting quarterback. He threw 30 times a game, and now all of a sudden he can't throw the ball?
My guess is that when they met today, that was one of the first things Matt Campbell pointed out was, okay...
Yeah.
I truly believe that. Like they think and believe, and I think they're right, that Park has a better upside in the passing game.
I don't think there's any debate about it.
I don't either. I also think that they believe that Joel Lanning is the best runner on their team. I really think that they believe that.
Yeah.
So now you've got to find a mix.
Yep.
And Campbell loved what he saw in the fourth quarter against Kansas State. Last night was their first time with a rookie offensive coordinator, when you have nothing at the offensive line, let's be honest. But they did okay with pass protection last night.
Yeah, he had some nice pockets.
I was fine with it. I think that they develop this from here. I'm with you. Like you got to use Lanning more than that, and I think that they will going forward.
Yeah,
I hope that they
need to. And I mean, normally you score 24 against Oklahoma, you're ecstatic, because Iowa State typically has been scoring 8, 9, 10 points a game against them. But this Oklahoma defense is terrible. No. Iowa State's defense hold the 34. That makes it a winnable game. I just wish we would have seen a little bit more out of them. You know, it's every week's the same thing for them, too, is there are plays to be had, and Park makes some unbelievably great throws, but, man, he misses some easy ones, too, doesn't he?
Yes. And I think that – I don't know if you listened to Reaction. I mean
– that was like midnight, man.
I know. Jack and I talked about that. I think that –
him in bed.
It's really hard – for people to understand that Park was playing like church league intramurals last year.
I know. Trust me, I get it.
He needs reps.
He does. He does.
I think that a lot of those passes that you're talking about, like, I don't think he'll miss them next year.
I think a couple of them is you're almost second guessing yourself, and then all of a sudden you're maybe trying to catch up because you know you're throwing them a second later than you need to be.
Whitford said, and Jack knows more than us.
No, he doesn't. Jack doesn't know squad.
He points out, like, when you look at where Park was, like, it's almost incredible he's been as good as he has.
I agree. You know me. I like Park. I like what he brings to the table.
I don't think this is play calling. I think it's bad reads. But you were sharing this frustration with me last night. When we've got to play like a 3rd and 4,
yeah,
and we throw it 30 yards down the field into coverage, I mean, it's at a certain point, you take your shots on your first downs, your second downs, your 3rd and 4s. I mean,
was that the one that crossing Lanning's only pass? I think it might have been Lanning.
It was down the right sideline. Yes. It was down the right sideline.
He had Lazard running a crossing route. Yeah. Your big 6'5" wide receiver. Get the first down, man. Just get the first down.
That's part of it, too. It's talking about that winning culture. It's just you move the chains at that point.
Yeah.
You don't go for home runs on 3rd and 4 unless it's wide open.
The Mitch Harger carry was a crime.
Well, and the thing that I didn't understand about it was we clearly were going for it.
There was like 6 minutes left.
Yeah, you had to. I understand that Montgomery was out, and I'm not killing Mitch Harger, but you
I
have.
I am. Mitch is a good kid.
And he does good stuff, but Mitch is in there for blocking, and he's a pretty good receiver out of the backfield if you need to use him. There's no reason they should be running him into where we already are struggling to run the ball at the running backs the way it is. You're putting the kid in a no-win situation in a time where we can't really be affording to take time off the clock. That call to me was baffling.
It was an inexplicable play call.
Oh.
Having said that, and I tweeted this after the game, I love what Tom Manning has done.
You know I've been praising him all year.
Like I told Mark this when we were just chatting before you got here. Like, I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm this excited about a 1-8 team program. But I really am. I think that they're so close. And
let's tone it down a little bit. They're building the program, the mentality, the way it needs to be. But
they need it.
The offensive line is not going to – wow, that was loud. The offensive line is not going to be that much improved next year, in my opinion. A little bit.
It'll be better.
It has to.
Be worse.
I'm not saying worse. It's not going to be that much better.
Everybody else around it will be, and so should the staff. I mean, you should see improvement.
Yeah.
Even people that are bad doing something repetitively get better.
Yeah.
So it'll be better.
But there's no depth on that offensive line, and they are once again an injury like they got this year with Campos away from being in the exact same spot.
I'm not calling for 8 wins next year. I'm saying the future of the program, the fact that they've been within 10 points of some of the teams that they have been consistently tells me a lot.
I completely agree. I think the staff's doing a phenomenal job. And, we're sitting here. They called a lot of good plays, but it's always easy to remember the ones that miss when you lose a game, right? When you win games, no one remembers the bad plays.
That was my favorite game Hecox called.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, he did a good job. He did a good job. I mean, in Oklahoma, they're going to score points. I mean, they score – that offense is legit. Now, granted, they didn't have two of their better players.
They should have had 41. They could have scored at the end if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Let's all be realistic here. We still recovered, though.
Entire Iowa State life, Oklahoma scores on us before the end of the half. It's like it's, death taxes and Oklahoma scoring.
That one hurt.
I'm going to go fill up this beer here.
Okay. That one hurt. So
that's a George Niang jersey.
He is rocking the George Niang. Can we change the subject? I know the season's over, but we should at least mention that my team won the World Series.
Who?
The Cubbies.
I was really happy for you, bud. I was really happy for you, all my friends and family that are Cubs fans. I've been enjoying seeing all the stories.
Chris is yelling at us.
Chris, come get back on the microphone.
I will admit wholeheartedly, and it didn't happen right away, but I was wondering the whole game if I would be emotional because I have been a truly invested Cubs fan for my whole life, really. And there were moments in the game where I didn't feel anything at all. And then they got up 5-1. I thought, all right, this is going to happen. And then
they tied it for some questionable manager.
How did you feel at that point in time? Did you feel like the site, like how you feel as an Iowa State fan?
I felt really bad at that point.
Because like, at that point, you're thinking they're losing for sure.
Momentum's gone at that point. And I'm thinking we're going to lose on a walk-off home run to Cleveland. It's going to continue.
You're talking about the 6-6.
Yeah. So
I thought you were
And we were texting. Gray and I were texting the whole night as part of a group.
There's nothing you can do about the phone.
Yeah, it's going to go down. I thought that Joe Madden made some really poor choices, and they won, so it doesn't matter now, but it was stuff that didn't make a lot of sense. They come back and tie it. Thank God. I think God apparently sent the rain because they have said that rain delay. They got together and said,
yeah, they're flat out saying it.
Let's get this
Jason
done.
Jason Hayward called a team meeting.
Jason Hayward did, and I heard there were, like, tears in the meeting. Like, that's what I heard today. I think Theo was saying it. Like, guys were, in like,
well, Chapman was
meeting,
definitely crying.
Right?
It's not crying in baseball.
Well, apparently there's a lot of it. Yeah, Aroldis Chapman, he cried after he blew the lead.
Is anybody disappointed that Chapman sucked in Game 7 of the World Series?
I'm a little bit. So anyway, so the game ended, and I was kind of shocked, but not crying at that point. And then I watched for probably 5 more minutes. I watched celebration, the players all excited, some of them crying, et cetera. And then for whatever reason, I started thinking about how long I'd waited for this to happen. And when I started thinking about that and my dad and all of that stuff, then as Kate said, for like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a little bit of an ugly cry happened. I was like, it just hit me all of a sudden out of nowhere. And then Kate, she just likes to film me in my moments of misery.
I would. Yeah.
So she's like,
it's
interesting
that you call her Kate.
Well, that's my wife's name. So
I don't know, but Kate. You don't. I would call her.
I thought
Katie.
Her name was Katie.
Well, when you have another Katie that works in your office and nannies for you,
you change your wife's name
based off of the hot.
She's always been a Kate or a Katie. My wife has always been interchangeably.
Off the girl that now works for you that you say is sexy.
Yeah, that's
now come on.
Really hot.
I didn't say that word. I didn't. I said she was allegedly attractive, according to other people. That's what I said. But no,
is she coming to the party?
No, she's
asking for a friend.
She's in Carroll tonight at a family event, I think. But anyway, ugly cry, and then
I
cry, Kate cries, so she started crying. She's a compassionate crier, so when she sees it, she does it. And then I was fine after that.
I would cry if the Vikings won a Super Bowl. I get it.
So I've never cried watching a movie or during a sporting event, but this is going to sound really bad. 3 years ago when Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament, Baylor game, I went the whole week with my dad. It was kind of a present to take him down there. So we went down together, and we gave a big hug to each other when Iowa State beat Baylor. I almost cried then. That was as close as I've ever been. Because, you know, you're right. Like, you're watching it with your dad, right? And you are a Cubs fan because your dad was a Cubs fan, right?
Yeah.
Same reason I'm an Iowa State fan. There is something about sharing that moment with your dad. And let's be honest, Iowa State had a whole lot of times like that. Cubs had never won a World Series. I get it, man. I'm not going to judge you for
ironically, that. My dad was both a Cubs fan and a Braves fan. So I watched a lot of Braves fans.
So he watched a lot of TBS and WGN back in the day.
A lot. Yeah, a
Join
lot.
The club, buddy.
But, yeah, no, and I think the Cubs winning it was special for – it will never happen again. I mean, they'll win again, but it will never happen this drought. And it was all the father-son stuff that was emotional. You hear about the guy that's, like, listening at his dad's burial plot, you know, his headstone.
Drove, like, 1,000
miles. Like, drove to, like, sit there and listen on the radio, like, where his dad's buried and stuff. I'm like, good Lord.
Is this enough beer? Do I need to fill it up with more?
Well, Gray, what do you think? He has to chug it. I'm okay with
that. That's fine. That's a lot. Dude, I think chugging beer is hard.
It is hard. It's not easy.
Shotgunning, okay, is different because it's kind of forcing it.
It's totally different.
Chugging beer is
That's hard because, like, this is a cup.
Yeah.
It's not a little tiny.
Yeah.
I'm not a chugger.
Do you want to do our picks or do you want to chug first?
I don't care. Whatever. This isn't – I don't fear this like I did the pig.
I honestly would rather take a shot of something gross than have to chug a beer.
Really?
Chugging a beer is hard.
Well,
so you're on record so far, so we're keeping track. Pig's feet was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, like, I'm a little annoyed. Can you blame me for being a little annoyed that I even have to do this after going 4-1? I understand. I'm going to do it. But, like, come on.
I almost went 5-0, too.
I know.
And I was actually cheering for you because I may or may not have had some money down on the Vikings.
I'm less annoyed that it was you that had to do it 4-1 versus me. I'd be more annoyed if it was me, for sure.
I was just safe because I texted Gray. I didn't know Gray keeps the standings, and once I found out that I was safe at 4-1, then I didn't care if you went 5-0 or not. It didn't matter.
It's because I keep.
That's the beauty of being in the lead, fellas. Like I am. That tiebreaker.
It's
powerful.
8-0 my last 2 weeks. My two losses.
Yeah.
Are when I pick Ole Miss. I need to get off the Ole Miss.
All right.
They're killing me.
All right. Let's hop into these.
Do you want me to do the beer first?
Totally up to you, man.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. Just hammer it out.
We're not filming it, so.
Okay.
Let her fly, buddy.
Go for it. All right, so far so good. It's not quite a full beer. But
this would be impressive if he does without stopping.
He hasn't stopped yet.
Jeez, it's like gone. He's in his glory college.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it easy.
Fill it up again.
He's got it easy.
Once it hits the lips, it tastes so good.
That looked like it went down smooth. Very
you see,
smooth.
I actually tweeted that out to you, that you were Williams the Tank, because you'd be taking another shot.
Sorry for all of you out there that wanted Williams to do a gross shot. We took it easy on him. We didn't want him thrown up for this little shindig we got.
That was good.
All right, let's hop into the picks. By the way, if you want to make some money this weekend, you should probably bet these because I'm 12.
Guys, I saw this on Monday's show. I don't know if I've ever found a bunch of games that I like more than this week.
Really?
My entire life.
That surprises me a little bit.
That's a bad sign, buddy.
I know, it's horrible.
You need to stay away.
You're right. But no, I'm serious.
That surprises me.
I got paper here for
you. All right. I'm going to rock and roll here. Hey, nothing against our service academies. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. But I'm taking the Notre Dame Fighting Irish -6.5 over Navy.
Probably a good play.
It's a home game. Notre Dame's not very good, but they are certainly still better than Navy. You figure out the run on Navy, and you win the game.
I'm going to start with a game that I actually like the underdog in outright. I like Northwestern at +7 against Wisconsin. I'm going to just check on these lines, too. I'll pull up Vegas Insider here to make sure our lines are updated.
They were +7 when I looked at 3 o'clock today.
I like Northwestern at +7. I think Wisconsin is going to be run down after a very tough month stretch for that team. Fitzgerald's a phenomenal coach. Give me the Wildcats.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the same game here. Two picks right here in the same game. I do this bet a lot. I'm going to take the Clones in the under, and I'm going to take the Clones to cover. I'm going to start 2-0.
Yeah.
Okay, on a serious note, though, Missouri's offense is terrible. South Carolina's defense is good. Their offense is terrible as well. I'm taking the under.
Yeah,
that
like
over-under makes no sense in that one. I think it's 54.5. So I'll take the under.
Mark?
56. It's up to 56.
Wow, that's a good play.
Moving on. When you get a chance to bet against the Kansas Jayhawks, you do so. I'm taking the West Virginia Mountaineers -34 at home against Kansas. I think Kansas might not even get off the bus.
Well, it's smart because Kansas is clearly looking for, ahead to their big game
Iowa
next
State.
Week for
their
Iowa
Super
State.
Bowl. Their Super Bowl.
Which Cyclone Fanatic's taking a bus trip down to. Tickets
hey,
still available.
I got a lady you need to call on that, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, people, if you're wanting to come down, I know Iowa State's 1-8, but we'll party. We'll have a good time. Sign up.
I'm going to go out to the Pac-12, one of the last games of the weekend. It's a 9:30 start. Washington just got snubbed by the college football playoff. They have a huge game at home against USC next week. Game day is probably going to be there. They just won a big game last week at Utah. They're giving 18 to Cal, a team that scores a lot. I'm going to take the Cal Bears to cover the 18 on Saturday night.
Not horrible.
It's just because of the spot Washington's in.
Would you say it was 17?
18 now.
It is 18. Oh,
it moved
nice.
Up to 18.
You got to like that.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
One of the games I really wanted to do, and the lines moved to 7.5. I really like Alabama, but that half point's kind of getting me.
Yeah, that hook will scare.
Oh, I like LSU in that game.
LSU player ran his mouth. And Ed Orgeron, he's a good coach, except when he comes up against
Penn
Nick
State's
Saban.
Down to 6.5 now. I just saw that.
It's an interesting play. One I do like, though, I like Arkansas. I like Arkansas at home. They're underdogs. I'll take the points here against Florida. I think they win that game outright. Arkansas +4.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people say that.
I've noticed you
have
guys.
And I don't feel good about that.
You guys are both shills for the SEC. I rarely touch SEC. You guys love it. Love it. I'm going to go out west.
Big boy football.
Again, I don't know. It's just I just like their uniforms. Maybe I can't figure out why I keep betting this team. Oregon, they're still scoring a lot of points. They're +17.5 at USC. They don't win that game, but I think they can keep it within that.
One of the games I love. I have my three locks, and
three
this is my third. It's Florida State on the road at NC State. It was at 5.5. It's up to 6 now. I'm going to take the Seminoles just have to win that game by a touchdown. They're improving. NC State kind of threw it in the tank after they missed that kick against Clemson. I really like Florida State.
For the record, the last time I bet one of your locks, it was Michigan State at home against Wisconsin. That was your lock, and I lost. Bad.
People don't forget, Chris.
Yeah, they don't, man. Wow. Hey, you gotta. You can't use the word lock lightly.
I use it way too much.
You do. All right, back to the Big 12. I like the Texas Tech Red Raiders +3 against the Texas Longhorns.
I like that, too. That's a good play.
I think they can easily win that game.
That's at Texas Tech?
At Texas Tech.
See, that game's that's tough because you know they're going to score in Texas. But, man, Texas should be able to run for 800 yards against Texas Tech. They should be able to run all day on them.
I wouldn't bet it, but if I had to bet it, I'd go the way Mark did.
Really? Yeah.
Boom.
I'm scared of that game.
My other one that I really like a
sure,
lot.
Sure, just go ahead and skip me. No, you're good.
He's been after me the whole time.
I've been after Mark the whole time.
Yeah.
You guys have already gotten – okay, so Mark skipped me.
Mark skipped you.
Okay.
Watch your tone over there, all right?
Yeah, I'll let you –
all right, go ahead.
I'm going to stick in the SEC because I'm an SEC shill.
You are.
Over-under for the Vanderbilt-Auburn game is 45. Auburn's offense has been unbelievable the last 4 weeks. They'll score 40 themselves. I know Vanderbilt's defense is, you know, it's pretty good, but a little overrated. And even if they score 35, the Vanderbilt's only got to score 10 for a push. I feel pretty good on that one.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Nice pick, Paul Feinbaum.
Love it.
Give me Maryland is on the road at Michigan. They're getting 31. I want Maryland.
Really?
Dude, yes. Maryland's awful.
They are bad. They are bad.
Michigan's lines are inflated since they hung like 80 on Rutgers.
The scary thing about betting Michigan as far as not to, is you know if Harbaugh has any opportunity, he's not slowing
down.
Yeah,
he's a dick.
Yeah.
But they did not cover against Illinois.
Correct.
Like, you know, so.
And last week against Michigan State, like give me Maryland in that game.
If I had a lock of the week, it's this one coming up. And, again, sometimes lines – I don't understand this line. Nebraska – I'm not a Nebraska fan, but Nebraska's a good team, I think. Nebraska's an okay team this year. Ohio State was just a 26-point favorite against Northwestern at home.
Mm-hmm.
Won, but not by much. Again, the heavy favorite, 17 over Nebraska. Give me Nebraska in the points.
Yeah, that's not. But that line makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So did you hear me on the show today?
I did.
Talking through it, did that make sense? This is the only theory I have on that, Mark. Because I'm with you, I would take Nebraska.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is it's such a different team. Like when you're comparing that to Nebraska last week against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like Ohio State could not be more polarly opposite than them.
Yeah.
And if they would get down early and Tommy Armstrong has to put the ball in the air against that defense in that environment, I could see them getting blown out.
Yeah.
But that's a stretch. I'm with you. I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to go to the SEC in one of their little bye week games. Mississippi's a 28-point favorite over Georgia Southern, a team that if you've watched Georgia Southern, they just bleed the clock. Mississippi's got all sorts of problems. I'm not convinced they even want to be there. Tomorrow.
They're not going to be fired up for that
game. I'm going to take +28, and I love that play.
That line's moved 7.5 points.
I know. It's insane.
Why does the SEC do that? Is there a reason that they do mid-season league?
I think it's smart. Yeah, I think it's smart because those FCS teams don't have an entire summer to prepare for you. Yeah.
And by then, those teams are worn down. They don't have the depth.
Yeah.
So
That's what all the people in the coaching industry will tell you.
Interesting. I'm going to go to the Big 12 now. Baylor should have won last week. They just blew that game against Texas.
You're taking Baylor over TCU, right?
Yeah, 7.5. They're going to demolish them, in my opinion.
Was that the worst two-minute drive you've ever seen in your life? Did you watch the end of that game?
Yeah, watch the whole thing. They should have won that game by like two
to three touchdowns. What was Baylor doing on that last drive?
That's quarterback draws or what? Was that a draw or was he
doing?
I don't know.
That's one of the games that I love, man. And I wish that I could bet 10 this week. I wish I had 10 because there's so many games out here that I love.
That's
what I loved Arkansas. I like your take on Arkansas. That was one of them. I would probably take that under of South Carolina, Missouri. I really like that one a lot. I would take the under in the Washington Cal game. There's so much out there this weekend, guys. And Mississippi State.
You take the under in Washington Cal?
Yes. Absolutely I would. Washington hasn't given up more than like 24 points all year or something crazy.
They could score 60 on Cal, though.
They could. I like Mississippi State at plus 12 against Texas A&M, who's really kind of struggled lately.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy weekend for Chris Williams. That's what it's sounding like here.
I like LSU at plus 7.5.
He's going to be burning up the phone lines.
You know what? I'm going to go. I still have one more pick to go since you guys kind of.
Chris just gave you 10 of them.
Yeah. I gave you a lot of great ideas right there.
You did. I'm going to go against one of them. I don't like the half point.
Vintage gray.
I don't like going against LSU at home in a night game, but I think LSU's player ran his mouth, and I think Alabama will make him pay for it. And then I also think that Ed Orgeron, however you say it.
Orgeron's the man. They should hire him.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach.
He'll cheat his balls off.
He'll definitely cheat. But when you put him up against Nick Saban, I think he will get exposed for the interim head coach that he is. I think Alabama says, hey, you know, this is their last, like, hey, we're going to kick someone's ass game of the year for them. So before the playoffs,
obviously. Do you look at it like this? Because this is how I approached Clemson last week, and I went Florida State on that one, and they did cover. I just, like, it's so hard, even for Bama, to go undefeated.
I think they're college this year, though.
It's starting to look that way, Mark.
They're really
Clemson's going to go undefeated. They don't have to beat anybody from here on out.
Yeah.
But, like, I just kind of looked.
Are they in the same division as Florida State and Louisville? So they will
beat them both.
Well, I know, but what about their title game?
Yeah, they're going to play Miami or Virginia Tech. So, like, it's super hard. Like, I just start to look at these teams and I start to count down, like, okay, well, they have to lose somewhere.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at with Bama.
Okay. I got
freshman
you.
Quarterback.
Yeah, and it's a good defense.
Yeah, it's an elite defense if we look at NFL prospects.
I just don't see them scoring. I know Fournette's back and he's looked good. You put them up against Alabama's defense, I would not be surprised if they didn't have 250 yards offense at the
entire
game.
Bama seems like they're on another level right now.
This has been a 30-minute podcast, and I think it's been a great one.
It's action-packed.
What, we're calling it quits?
We got to
chug the beer.
We got to cut some cake. We've got to.
There's nobody here,
guys. We need to say like an emotional thank you to all the Fockers that are listening out there.
Technically, Chris, it hadn't even started yet. So, yeah.
What time does it start?
Well, you said from 7 to 10, so it's kind of show up whenever you
and
want.
And no one wants to be the first person here.
I think my wife might be. She texted me and said she's on her way.
There you go.
My wife and the Blooms are at Applebee's.
Nice.
Really? Tell
them they're coming.
Tell them to bring us something.
Have you ever had the chicken fajita roll up there? The chicken fajita roll up?
Yeah, have them bring us something.
The chicken fajita roll up. Have you ever had that?
I haven't eaten at Applebee's in a quarter of a
decade. They have a dipping sauce that's fantastic over there.
But yeah, thanks to all the Fockers for listening. Obviously, we would not continue to do this unless there's a good audience.
At least
people
eight
listening.
Of you are listening each week.
But, or do you just want to get some pizza?
I don't care.
My wife is here.
I'm technically not supposed to, but just because I'm celebrating the 100th. Should we put her on quick or no?
Do you want to say hi?
No, we don't have another headset.
Too late.
She can come on, but with some
great. No, I would get off. Yeah, come here.
I bet you.
Hey,
would.
Come here real quick.
Yeah, come here.
I bet you.
We got to get some dirt on your husband.
Hey, just ask her anything you want to ask her about me. Now's your chance.
Anything.
Come on.
Come jump on.
Come on.
No, I think I'm good.
No, you're not.
She says she's good.
You're not. Just.
Do you want to talk, Kate?
Sure.
Hey, Kate. Would you rather be called Kate or Katie?
My family and Mark called me Kate.
No, like for me. What would you rather me call
I don't care.
Hey, does Mark make you happy at home? does he take care of you?
Sure.
Sure.
Honestly,
he's humping the air.
Do you ever like
get out of the room so I can ask her this legitimately? Can answer me.
Do you ever just roll your eyes and be like, damn it, Mark?
That's like every second.
Yeah.
So he's the risk taker.
Hey, put your microphone in front of your mouth just a little bit. There you go. That's perfect.
Okay.
Sweetheart.
I'm official.
You are official.
Wait, I thought you were wrapping up.
Oh, we are, but we wanted to talk to you first.
Oh, fantastic.
How many times do you listen? You listen to Fawcast every week.
She's been on the Fawcast before. Remember you had diarrhea in Kansas City?
I did not have – this is false. And people actually posted that was maybe their favorite part of the Fawcast history. It was my diarrhea that was not
the diarrhea episode.
I was playing golf with – Brent Bloom.
You had diarrhea.
I did not have diarrhea. I would admit if I had diarrhea.
Massive
diarrhea.
All I know is Mark was very nervous. You weren't around. He was concerned about
it. He texted me like 85 times.
Well, he was worried about it.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Do you ever just like lie in bed and look over at Mark and be like, what in the hell did I get myself into?
Yes. I've been with him since I was 16. He's a very different person than he was at 16.
So he's got this beautiful
What was Mark
new
like
house.
At 16?
He was really cocky.
Extremely. You said compared to now?
You're saying he's different now? Explain.
Mark.
No,
he's like, I said you were really cocky when you were 16. Now we call it arrogant.
So this is actually funny.
A little bit of something to back it up. By the way, have you talked about the fact that he
ran the 40 today?
Ran a 40 and had me tape him.
How did we not talk about this?
Did you get it on video?
No. So because he just wanted to, yeah.
Hey, Mark, will you fill up my beer? God bless
so
you.
Mark texts us all in the Vegas text chain. He goes, the average NFL offensive lineman runs a 5.3. There's no way those guys are faster than me. To which I replied, yes, they are. At this point, and they're like, yes, they are. So there is a bet on this that he can't run at 37 years old faster than a 5.3 40.
So this – I have no idea. This is making me laugh so hard because you have to understand, like, he's like, where's our tape measure? I need a tape measure. And I'm like,
For what?
He was going to tape off.
The 40 meters.
40 meters.
Does he know – did he actually know how far 40 meters really was?
Yeah, I think he did 40 yards. Sorry.
Yard. Oh, 40-yard dash. I'm sorry. You're right.
So he – I see him out there. He takes a golf shoe, puts the golf shoe down, and then just starts marking it off. And I'm seeing him, like, forever. And I'm like, how long is – yeah, that's about right. And then he's like, you can do it from the deck. I'm not warming up. I'm wearing jeans. I'm not wearing good tennis shoes. I'm just wearing my polos or whatever they were. Yeah.
And what did he run, Katie?
It was 6. But that was, as he said multiple times to me, not warming up.
Is your body hurting?
What could you run if you warmed up, Mark?
Let's get close. And you're eating goldfish?
My breast muscles. I literally went in the backyard, slight uphill incline. True story. All right. Wet grass.
Yeah. He had
zero warm ups, 37 years old, wearing jeans. And she timed me at a 6 flat. So could I beat a 5.3 warmed up? You bet your ass.
I think that's a great way to end Fawcast 101.
He's so old already. Katie, uphill both ways in the snow.
Go get yourself a cold beer.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Cyclones.